So I'm up first today, huh? Okay. Well, everyone, welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 3, Episode 10 of Sticky Pickles, Butterfingers, and Thanks for Nothing.
Sounds like a delicious sticky pickle this week.
I hope so, but you're up first.
Tell
me about Butterfingers.
My story involves a couple that's been together for a good while. They're a married couple, Henry and Maya. They've been together for probably around 15 years. So they're not spring chickens anymore, but they're not in their golden years by any stretch of the imagination. They've still got a lot of years ahead of them.
I've been with my husband about that long. So I, you know, not married, but.
So it's about you.
Yeah, it's all about me. No, I can understand where they are, maybe.
Yeah, so you're at the point in the relationship where you kind of know what the other person's foibles are and you've hopefully adapted at this point.
Yeah, you know how to skirt them. You know to pick up the socks and not bitch about them. You know to always do the bins. You know,
well, hopefully certain, not yeah. bitch about it. You're just kind of like tolerating it. Yeah. But anyway.
I'm full of contempt.
You've just learned to bury it into a steaming, angry ball in your stomach. And I'm sure it'll not cause any health issues when you're older. So Henry and Maya, they've worked most of this stuff out. And in this relationship, it's safe to say that Henry is the more neat, putting things away, Marie Kondo, if it doesn't give me joy, I toss it kind of guy. And Maya is, she's not messy or cluttered, but she doesn't care nearly as much as Henry does. So,
question, is she a hoarder?
Yes. No, she's not really into stuff.
Okay.
As in, she doesn't accumulate much of it, which is good. Helps keep things, you know, cleanish.
Yeah, so there's tidy, not much tidy for Henry.
Tidy, yeah. But she also doesn't care much about things, and as in, like, physical objects. Like, she's kind of, like, well, stuff is stuff. So Henry does not share that philosophy, and this is why that's becoming a bit of an issue right now. So over the last half year or so, Maya has become a little more clumsy than usual. And she's always been a little clumsy, but it's gotten a smidge worse, probably because she's distracted or tired or pandemic blahs or whatever. But Henry's been sort of keeping a checklist of the shit that's gotten broken in their house.
Like, what kind of stuff, though, right? There's, like, breaking, like, a wine glass or breaking a side plate or it's, like, breaking yes. vases and, you know, expensive stuff.
Yes, and. It runs the gamut. So there's the more innocent thing, like, you know, there's a ceramic mug they bought from a local ceramics artist. And Maya accidentally, when she was washing the dishes, she dropped it in the sink and then the handle broke off. But, like, you can glue it back on. But it's like she was just a little careless with it. And yeah, it was nice and it was handmade for Henry specifically. And things like really nice wine glasses they got for their wedding. They've been getting dropped while getting washed or put away.
I should warn you, I'm a bit of a Mia. I am a bit of a Mia. Right now, I drop stuff. Yeah. And my engagement ring is gone. Right. And it was beautifully.
Oh, that must have been devastating.
Yep. And broken loads of really important stuff that people have made for me for really special occasions.
Yep.
Shrunk cashmere sweaters in the wash.
Yep.
Broken crystal stuff. Totally. Totally.
How did you feel about it when that happened?
Oh, shit. Every single time.
Like, were you beating yourself up over it for days? Or were you kind of like, c'est la vie, shit happens?
Well, it depends on the thing. I mean, I'm still really annoyed about the engagement ring, right? Because I don't know how I did that. But I don't get any shtick for any of that.
That's good.
I've never, ever had to deal with that. I don't know how Henry's handling this, but I've never had to. It's never been thrown in my face, ever.
That sounds healthy.
I mean, he's healthy.
Yeah. So Maya, in her case, she's done pretty much everything you've mentioned, like the good sweaters have gotten thrown in the dryer or eaten by the dogs, eaten them. backing the car up out of a parking spot. Well, that concrete pillar was a lot closer than it appeared, and doink, there goes the side of the car. Yep. The fancy enamel-coated cast iron Dutch oven. Maybe somebody was a little too aggressive cleaning it. Maybe using some metal utensils.
Yeah. Or someone dropped that said metal Le Creuset pot onto a very, very, very hard floor and now has a permanent crack all the way through that somehow is not yet leaking, but is rusting through.
That's impressive. Didn't know that they could crack, but it figures because I did wonder.
I'll send you a pic after the show.
I am dying to see a picture of that. That is, I genuinely didn't know that could happen, but it still works. That's incredible. Okay. All right. So there is hope. One of the things that sort of set Henry over, like he was sort of tolerating this, just realizing like, you know, shit happens. They were also painting the inside of their house, and Maya spilled paint like everywhere. She got it all, like she spilled it in places beyond the drop cloth, so it got on the floor, and it took hours to clean up. And Henry's like, "Okay, that's really annoying."
Like, what about if like my cat once went through when I was painting and walked right through the paint because I didn't think of closing them away cats during this experience, right? Yeah. And then ran everywhere. Because I freaked, right? Because I was like, no!
No! And the cat goes, oh, shit!
On the counter, down the counter, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, let me get paint on everything. Cats are going to cat. And people are going to...
People.
People are going to people. It's the accumulation of all these various oopsies that are... It's really starting to grate on Henry. So his thing is he's not sure if it's kosher for him to be mad because these are all accidents, especially since Maya is genuinely sorry. She's not going, oh, you know, whatever. She's also not contrite, but she's going, oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That really sucks. Yeah, I'm really sorry. Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she moves on. Whereas for days, Henry's feeling kind of burnt about it. He's fuming a little bit. He knows that he ascribes more value to these things than maybe Maya does. And he recognizes that that's a difference in their personalities. But at the same time, he's like, at what point is it okay for me to just unleash and just yell at her and go, knock it off, or don't?
Do you know what? I wonder if this is why people started having fancy schmancy sideboards. We know where plates can only be used once a year. Because one of the people in the couple were just completely clumsy and would break everything. And you just wanted to have enough stuff if someone fancy came over.
Right.
So you're like, don't touch anything.
I can cosplay being a respectable adult when guests are over. But otherwise, it needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap because I will break everything.
So we're similar that way. Okay.
Well, I just don't have nice things. So it's easier that way to just not have nice things. So Henry is like, he's biting his tongue because he realizes, again, there's no malice here. Maya's not being an asshole about it. She's not as contrite as he is. She's not as upset as he is, but he recognizes the personality difference. So there is a straw that breaks the camel's back, though.
Always is.
Yes, always is. Yeah. And if you were on the outside of this relationship, you'd be like, why on earth is he getting so mad at her over such a minor thing? But of course, all these little minor things pile up, right? So Henry and Maya have been planning a vacation for quite a while, and the time has finally come that they're going to be getting all their stuff into all their suitcases, they're loading up the car, they're getting to the airport, they're going on their lovely holiday for 2 weeks to the tropics. It's going to be so amazing and so badly needed. And Henry's really looking forward to the fact that Maya won't be responsible for cleaning anything, so nothing can get broken. It's going to be great.
She should just get a cleaner. I mean, that would not solve the problem.
That might solve some of the problems. So Henry and Maya are in their car driving to the airport. And I want to say they live about an hour from the airport, so it's not a matter of, you know, it's like a quick jaunt. You have to plan, especially with like international travel. You got to plan hours at a time. They are about 15 minutes from the airport, and Maya suddenly goes, oh! And Henry's like, what? Like, did I miss something? Did I almost hit somebody? What's going on? Maya goes, oh my God, that soup I was reheating for this morning's breakfast, did I turn off the stove?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And Henry, because of everything that's been going on, genuinely
just loses his shit.
Exactly. Because of everything that's happened. Maybe if it was somebody who hadn't been forgetting and dropping shit and destroying things, he'd be like, I'm sure it's fine. You know, everybody always worries they've left the iron on or they've left the oven on or something, but it almost never is this reality. There's just enough doubt in Henry's mind.
Oh.
He's like, that actually could be real and our house could be burning down if we let that go.
Okay, so because I am similar to Mia,
yeah.
I actually have a lockbox with methods to get into the house that I can call someone who's local and go to the lockbox. This is how you get in. This is how you get in the house. Can you just please go check? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yep. Yep. And that's smart.
And I think it's because I used to have that sitch when I used to have to work, when I didn't work from home, right? I'd be like going to work and going, did I turn on the stove and not turn it off again? Especially when you have a new house and new stuff. You just, you don't have that muscle
memory.
You're
not in the routine yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you would suggest to Henry, if he had something like that, like a spare key or a lockbox.
So a neighbor can go in and go, yeah, yeah, your thing's fine. Or, no, it was on. I turned it off. It's all fine.
If you don't have that, what do you do?
Can you see the stove from any window? So that would be the other thing. Can someone go and see the stove, like run around the house and go, whoa?
I am going to say no.
Okay. So basically, they have to turn back because no one else can get into their house but them.
I'm going to say yes.
Well, I think, Henry, this is a very, very valuable learning experience, because you're the one who's very careful. And this is an oversight on your part. You should have thought ahead.
It's now your responsibility to think of everything that Maya is going to forget, and you need to anticipate that. Good luck with that. Enjoy. Marriage is wonderful.
Well, I know some couples that go to the airport very, very early because one partner, ridiculously early.
Like the day before early.
Yeah, like the day before early, just to make sure that everything happens at the right time.
True. I mean, that makes me think of the Onion article called, Area Dad Leaves for Flight 14 Hours Ahead of Time or something like that. Henry is going to have to be area dad. So we're saying, Henry, you should feel okay with turning that car right around and missing your flight to the Caribbean or the Maldives or wherever you're headed to. And I'm sure their marriage is going to be just fine.
No, I would call the cops maybe.
Oh, yep.
Call the cops and say, I smelt fire or, then they would break in, right?
Yeah, you break into a nice the house. Busted door. Yeah.
I think Henry needs to make some fucking local friends. Seriously, you can't run this on this own. And also, Mia can't really change.
Right.
It's like people saying, if you hurt your back or something, people are like, oh, be careful, be careful. It's like, how? How to be careful?
I'm already busted.
but you have to think consciously about every single thing you do at every single moment. It's impossible. There's one movement you're going to do when you get into a car that you're going to go to muscle memoryville and it's going to cause agony. And then people are going to go, oh, be careful, be careful. And you're like, for fuck's sake.
I'm just trying to sit down.
So she is just clumsy. It's just, maybe he needs to start running her baths and, putting her to bed earlier and, I don't know. Enticing her to bed earlier. I don't know.
Positive reinforcement. Make sure to give her a piece of candy every time she doesn't bust a mug.
Or maybe she needs more vits. Maybe she's, if she's getting more clumsy, maybe she should see a doctor. But
yeah. Yeah, for Whatever. Sure. Yeah, for sure. Seeing a doctor might be in order as well if you start getting that clumsy. One thing I was thinking, so the immediate situation is they probably do need to turn around, or if they have a local friend, ask them to check on the house. Long-term, maybe I have a house that is dumb. I don't have smart anything, but maybe Henry needs to get with a tech program and install a whole bunch of smart devices or something. So he can go, you know what, Maya, you did forget to turn off the oven, but boop, it's okay. I've turned it off from the phone.
Yeah. If he has no friends,
How could anyone have friends when Maya is so clumsy?
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
That's the reason.
I think she's probably always been clumsy. When someone is, and you just got to go with it.
Right. So follow-up question. So this has clearly ruined their flight to their vacation, no matter what. Like,
oh,
their
so
vacation
they turned around.
Like,
oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Gonna assume that they turned around and checked, and whether or not the stove was on is a moot point, because they definitely have missed their flight and they're gonna have to reschedule. What is the grace period and or allowable time in which Henry is allowed to lord this over Maya and mercilessly yell at her about this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
know. Is it zero?
Probably I'd say zero, because, I mean, presumably she's going to feel like a dick, right? Either way, she feels like a dick, either because it's turned off and she gets home and they've missed her flight, or because it was on and she missed her flight, right? And she's now like a hazard.
The punishment is already there.
Yeah. Unless she's, you know, completely, but she sounds conscientious enough. She's just freaking, you know, he should just go around the house. This is like a learning point for him. If he loves her, he's going to go, these are things I got to do.
Check every light, check every switch.
Yeah, I'm sure he does stuff, you know, that she covers.
That's true.
Maybe we'll come up in a separate episode, Henry.
All right, Kroll, that was my sticky pickle. What about yours?
Well, this is a story about being caught in the middle.
Okay.
So the story starts with Ira and Nick. They're a couple. They're in their late 20s.
Yep.
They are two men deeply in love who've been married for a few years.
Nice.
And they live where Ira grew up. Ira has a big family, like three sisters and a brother, ton of uncles, aunts, cousins. And every year, Ira's family have this big dinner at Ira's parents' house. And you know, people from the street are invited and all this. So blah, blah, blah. It's now a party, a pre-Thanksgiving party for like 40 people.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. It's terrifying, but okay.
And well, no, but they go every year. And normally, everyone brings something to the table. This year, Ira's mom sent out an email, because it's always at Ira's mom's place.
Yep.
Saying, you know, this is going to be the last year we're going to host. It's, you know, it's been great. We've done it for decades.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, everyone brings some food and stuff. But I'm going to hand this baton over to the younger generation after this. And because of this, no one needs to bring anything. I'm going to take care of it all. It's going to be the best, you know, the party of the year.
Okay.
So this is Mona, right? This is Mona's his mom. Mona's Ira's mom. And Mona's a great cook, like out of the park, great cook. But she doesn't adore baking. She bakes, but she doesn't love baking.
Okay, I can understand that.
Totally. Yep. I know loads of people like that. Like, they love to cook, they hate to bake. I know people that love to bake, hate to cook.
Yep. I am more of a love to cook, hate to bake type, because...
So you're like Mona, but Nick is, he's not like one of those big cooks. He's one of those people that has like, what, four or five dishes and they're killer, right?
Yes. I have friends like that. Yes, I know exactly. Yep.
And he's more into, you know, baking desserts. So, and one of these killer dishes that Nick makes is...
Sorry.
Tornado! one of these killer dishes that Nick makes is pecan pie. Like, everyone raves about his pecan pie, the, you know, flaky, crispy crust, the secret sauce is, you know, single malt and cocoa nibs, whatever. It's like the, you know, bee's knees of pecan pie or pecan pie. Depending
pecan
on
pie from. Or pecan. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Okay, so party's this afternoon. Nick's jumping into the car with Ira, and he has his famous pecan pie, the one that everyone loves, in hand. And Ira's like laughing, going, you couldn't resist, right? Because he loves his pecan pie and he loves how everyone loves his pecan pie. And they arrive a few minutes later with flowers, some bottles, and the pecan pie. And mom is a little frazzled. I mean, you know, who wouldn't be for cooking for 50 people or 40 people, right?
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
And she accepts all the gifts, right? But she's a bit frazzled. She goes, why did you bring pie? I already made pecan pies. But I guess we can make room, she says, right?
Oh no.
And Nick is like, hey, Mona, I spent all morning making these, so less sass. And quick as a flash or quick as a viper, Mona turns and says, hey, I've been cooking for days, so don't sass me, Nick. So,
oh, yeah.
Okay, so everything's a little tense.
Oh, my God. Everybody needs to get a glass of wine and calm the fuck down. Okay.
I agree. But it's the worst when you have this kind of conflict, but you can't really have it out because there's like 40 people there.
Oh, no, disagree. That's the best place to have a big old conflict. You need an audience.
Yeah. Well, you're a Greek family. Yeah. My family, too. Quebec, they all fight like cats and dogs. Oh, my God. Someone always ends up with a black eye.
It's a family affair. Oh, yeah. The more the merrier when it comes to a big old fight.
I hate you. I never want to see you again. Okay.
Yeah. The Vermaza's family motto is, I think we should fight about it. So that's.
I love that.
that actually is our motto. So.
I'll bring that to my Christmas family and see what happens.
You may have it. It's fine. It's yours.
So there they are. Food spread. Everyone's fine. Food's amazing. Everyone's stuffing themselves. Lobbing compliments to the chef, Mona.
Nice.
Call for dessert. And cousin Jempa jumps up and says, where's Nick's pie? He said he brought one. I gotta have his pie. Me too, pipes up another one and another one. You see, because Nick kind of secretly whipped around the room during the buffet dinner and telling as many people as possible that he brought his famous, amazing pecan pie.
Politics.
But he only brought one this year. He only brought one, you know, because he didn't want to, you know. So people better be quick if they like his pie.
Oh, God.
So what happens? Nick's pie disappears in 5 minutes.
Of course.
Everyone's raving about it. Someone even hip hoorays him.
Okay. What?
Going, God, this pie, so good. Now, you know, it was the drunk of the family, right? Because the whiskey in it, but it doesn't matter. And everyone, of course, loved it except for mom-in-law, Mona. So she doesn't even say goodbye to them when they leave. Next day, Ira calls to say thank you, but, you know, with a little trepidation. And she just says that Nick's pie games have ruined her last Thanksgiving.
Oh, my.
Right? She's really upset. Nick overhears this and shouts back saying, why are you being all mean and spiteful? Because my pie is friggin' delicious. And mom says, you better have my back, Ira. As you know, I had one wish for this party and Nick's ruined it for me. And she hangs up the fucking phone.
Oh, my God, mom. Yeah.
And Ira's like, you better have my back, too, because you're my husband. And all I did was bring a fucking delicious pie. And that's one shitty way to say thank you.
Okay. Messy bitches who love drama. That's what this is.
But this is the first time this has kind of exploded. Like, you know, there's always been a bit of heat. You know, they've never been buddy buddies.
Yeah, but this isn't about the pies.
Yeah.
It's not about being upstage. Yeah.
So that's interesting. Do you think the mom feels upstaged, even though, like, everyone was raving about, like, all the other things she must have made? Like, there must have been, what? Like, for 40 people, there must have been at least 10 dishes there, right?
Yeah, she wanted complete dominion over this, clearly. I mean, I have hosted my fair share of big dinners and parties, and I will tell you, personally, I adore it when people bring food, even if I've specifically told them not to, because it's always helpful.
Yeah.
Like, I generally will tell people, just don't worry about food. I've got that covered. But if somebody brings it anyway, because they just didn't want to bring wine or whatever reason, like, it's cool. The more the merrier. There's more food, less work for me. Everybody gets more leftovers because, you know, I'm sending you home with some. So, like, I'm just like, you want to bring dessert? Great. Yeah. Like, who doesn't want more dessert? So I'm kind of like, I don't understand the only reason I could understand being like so upset about this is that, one, it's not about the pie, or two, she wants, like, again, like, complete control over everything. Like, everything has its spot, and if you mess up my equilibrium, I'm just, bah! So.
Okay, but Nick did run around the party getting people all in a lather for his pie.
Yeah, he just likes drama, I guess. I mean, that's catty. That's petty.
It's catty, and I also think she's kind of, she's presumably whipped up all the cash for all the food that she served to all the people.
Yeah.
So it's not been a non-expensive event to host.
Well, of course it's going to be pricey, but I mean, that's hosting. I mean,
actually, good point. Didn't they brought booze as well, right? They brought a few bottles and flowers, and she said, don't bring anything. And she took the booze, didn't complain about that.
Right.
But didn't want the pies. Yeah.
This is the thing. Right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, you also host. So, you know, you will tell people sometimes, Not always. Sometimes we'll tell people, don't bring anything. And you mean it. But you recognize that, like, many people are not going to show up empty-handed no matter what. And that's just how things are. So you just got to just roll with it.
Yeah, you know, totally.
Yeah, I agree. The shopping your pie around, that felt a little bit like twisting the knife. But at the same time, I mean...
Well, this is what Ira thinks, right? Ira's like, this is fucking stupid. This is about pies. Who gives a shit? Like, really, this doesn't matter. But both are being ridiculous in his view. But
and he's right.
but he, you know, going off and telling them that they're both being ridiculous is just going to add a third party to this bullshit.
I think the only way to, as an outsider, as the mediator, you got to just appease everybody and be like, everybody's food was amazing. I don't know.
Interesting.
Because otherwise they're asking you to, they are asking him to pick sides.
And yes, they are.
You'll never win in this situation. You will piss somebody else off. So either you go, everybody's pie was great. Stop fighting. Don't be a child. Like, be an adult.
Yeah.
and just be like, happy that this was nice and I am not engaging on this. Like, I'm not doing this picking sides bullshit. Or if you pick a side, like, there's going to be fallout. Like, there just is.
Yeah, there's no way. So he decides to take one for the team. He calls his mom and he says, look, this is my fault. I begged Nick to bring the pie as he won't make it just for me. And I told him you were happy with him to bring it. Please forgive me. It's my fault.
Wow.
And then he went to Nick and said, mom said she wanted to do everything herself very specifically to me, and I didn't communicate it to you at all. And that's why she was kind of kicked off, and I'll talk to her and make it all better.
Oh, goodness. Was he the middle child in his family, or does he work in corporate PR? Because those are pro moves.
And they're all happy families again.
They're a happy family because they're not mad at each other. They're mad at me. if everyone's mad at the same person, everybody's happy. Yes. Oh, it is known that.
Isn't that fascinating, though? Because it is kind of I can't think of another way to get out of that. Like, when I read that, I was like,
I mean, it is the most elegant way if you don't mind falling on a sword that's not even yours.
Yeah, totally.
You're making something that's not in any reality your fault because it's the most petty, trivial nonsense, but you're like, I'll just make this my fault. I'll make up the reasons to make this my fault, and now everyone can just be unified in their anger at me.
Yeah, because it's way less painful than listening to them go rah, 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 about each other.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, that with minor stakes like pies, that's okay. But if this escalates into bigger problems,
yeah,
then
if tampons get involved, it's really serious.
Tampons.
That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Reach out and review.
And as always, we are on social media. So we are at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram and at Sticky Pickles on Twitter. And anything else you need, you can find on stickypickles.com. And you can always join us on the Shuffle app, getshuffle.app. And that's where we talk about every episode in detail. And we chat with other listeners. I don't know. It's fun. Come join us.
It's fun.
Yeah. And if you ever want to email us one of your own sticky pickles for us to talk about on the show, hello@stickypickles.com. We'll do it.
Yay. See you guys next week.
See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay.